Baptist General Convention of Texas to meet its obligations. The convention has 5,500 affiliated congregations representing more than 2 million people. It's already cut staff and reduced expenses and has now given itself permission to draw from its emergency fund. Jill Larson, the convention's treasurer, says she's not sure it will be necessary to do that, but if it is, they're now ready. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of our guests this afternoon, but until we get hold of him, why, I just simply want to talk about what's going on. And those of you who know, the current Obama budget is about $3.5 trillion. Now, last fall in October, off budget, they spent $850 billion. Now, of course, $700 of that was for the TARP legislation. The other $150 was for bribes to the 55 congressmen who switched their votes. And then, of course, we recently passed the stimulus bill. That was $787. So add 850 to 787, and you're talking about $163 billion. Add on to that the $350 billion in the current legislation. You're talking over $500 trillion, and they're planning on putting out another couple of trillion dollars to try to get the economy going, to get the housing market going, and to recapitalize the hedge funds and get other people to begin buying things. And basically, the problem we have economically today is the excess of money and credit that was created by a fraudulent Ponzi scheme. I mean, we criticize Madoff for ripping people out of $50 billion, but the Federal Reserve System, you can just see. I mean, Madoff is a piker next to these people in the Federal Reserve. And, of course, they are certainly transferring trillions of dollars to their friends, the AIG bailout. We hear probably $170 billion AIG. Where's the money going? Well, part of it went to Henry Paulson's old firm, Goldman Sachs. Why would he be funding a corporation that he has stock in, where he made almost $800 billion when he was the CEO? Why you look after your friends in this business? And they're really, the money from AIG is going to international banks. It's not being spent here in America. To get the economy going, it's being used to fund the bankers who created this problem. How did the bankers create the problem? They just stopped lending. The big banks stopped lending because they wanted to create the crisis. And they were given all sorts of money by Henry Paulson. Remember, that was the TARP legislation, 125. Well, he actually was able to give away almost $350 billion. But most of it went to the big banks, and The big banks had no intention of lending the money out. They want to create the crisis. They'll lend to their friends. They'll lend if you pay 15 to 20% interest, but most companies can't borrow, you know, $300 or $400 or $500 million and pay 15 to 20% interest. So basically they're squeezing out, they're destroying the companies that they don't own. But believe me, there's an interlock of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls most of the major industries in the United States. And back in 1975, the banking committee made a list of all the corporations and how they fit together. And I'm going to be bringing that out here in my next syllabus on banking and the talk we're going to be giving on banking. But who are these corporations? Why, they're corporations like General Motors, like General Electric, like our big pharmaceutical industries. And you'll be amazed as you go through that list, and we'll have it available here in short order. But, of course, then what do we find out? Well, the government mails out General Motors, but General Motors is moving its industrial and manufacturing facilities to other countries. That's part of the long-range plan. You move our factories overseas and our jobs overseas, and you move our wealth overseas, and we give money and we lend money, and we, under one guise or another, give money to all throughout the world. We're borrowing money so we can give it to the Hamas in Palestine. Why would you do something like that? We've been having to borrow money so we could give money to the IMF so they could lend money to communist China. Why would you do something like that? Why would you give your factories, your major corporations that have gone offshore and are building over there in communist China, why would you give them special tax breaks so they don't have any pay in American taxes when they're overseas? Because you want to encourage them to go overseas, ladies and gentlemen. There is a master plan. You can read it in the Earth Charter, where they talk about equitable distribution of wealth between nations. And what they want to do is raise the living standards of the Chinese people and lower the living standards of the American people. But can they really tell you that? Can they really tell you they're intentionally leaving our borders open so we will have a multicultural and multilingual society? They can't tell the common peasants that. They wouldn't understand this noble dream of an elitist society, a feudal society under the new ruling elite. The members of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers. But you can really get tremendous insight into this if you go to augustreview.org and get their list of the members of the Trilateral Commission. Now, there are only seven American members. There are people from Canada and from Mexico, but there are only 87 American members. And yet, what banks do they control? Why, J.P. Morgan Chase, the largest bank in America. Goldman Sachs, the next largest, and then Citigroup. Well, I guess maybe Citigroup is the largest. It's in financial trouble, but they control all of the major banks here. And, of course, those that aren't controlled by the members of the Trilateral Commission are controlled by members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers. And this little group of less than 5,000 people directs the destiny of our nation. They were the ones who got Obama in. How did they get Obama in? They control the media. And you go over the list of the members of the Trilateral Commission, 87 of them, what do they control? Why, they control Newsweek magazine. They control U.S. News and World Report. They control many of the major publication outlets in the United States. They control HBO. And then, of course, and this will all be in one of my newsletters. I think it'll be the one that comes out in the March newsletter. But you're not going to get this any other place. And then, of course, the newspapers, they don't control the Trilateral Commission. They control the CFR, and that's all the major networks. And all the detailed information is there. You can get it on the Internet. You just do a little research, as I do. Take the time and find out, but get the list of the members of the Trilateral Commission who are actually, you know, in the publishing business. Those who are in the banking and financial interest. And you find the people there from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the people who control that. And, of course, they're the ones who are giving money to the Fronts for the Lucius Trust. It used to be known as the Lucifer Publishing House. And, of course, if you want to verify that, go up and Google in Lucius Trust, Lucifer. Lucius Trust Lucifer, and they'll take you to their site where they tell about how one time they were called the Lucifer Publishing House, but has nothing to do with the organization today. But there's a link to an article on Lucifer. And what's the basic theme? Why, Lucifer got a bum rap. Lucifer is really a good God. I mean, he came to earth to suffer for us, and there's all this criticism of Lucifer is wrong. And what you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is the Gnostic belief that there are two gods. Well, there are really more than that. There's the supreme God, and then the two sons. One is the God of the earth, and then, of course, his inferior son, Jesus Christ. But, of course, the major God of the earth is Lucifer. And this is why they tell you if you tap into his supernatural power, you can have great wealth. And people like Andrew Carnegie and J.P. Morgan and Henry Ford and certain people within the Rockefeller family and within the Rothschild family and the Whitney family, and they've all tapped in, the Mellon family, all tapped into this supernatural power. And ladies and gentlemen, there is wealth there to be had, but it comes at a terrible, terrible cost. Well, we'll be back right now. If you want to give us a call, it's 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Haven't got our regularly scheduled guest yet, so give us a call. 1-800-259-5791. Right here at Genesis.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We and Dr. Stan back here, and I guess we have open lines. We haven't been able to find a regularly scheduled guest, so we've got Kent calling from West Virginia, and if you're out there across America, the number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Hi, Kent. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. You're talking about the two gods. Before I started listening to the shortwave, you know, when it became obvious to me what was going on, I used to listen, well, I still do listen to Fresh Air on NPR, Terry Gross. I don't know if you ever heard her or not.
I really don't know her.
And she has a very, very good show, and she gets all mainstream guests, you know. And I heard a 5 or 6 years ago, and it always stuck in my mind, I heard some professor on there from like Harvard or Yale or something who had gone back and studied back in the history of the Bible and written a book. And he said that somewhere in the line, that along the line, that there were two gods. And she said, well, it was one the God and one is one the devil. And he said, no, it wasn't really. The devil was just an alternative God. And that, and I forget exactly, I wasn't paying real close, but that's always stuck in my mind. So when you mentioned about the Gnostics, you know, believing in two gods, that just sort of corroborates what this guy found out, you know.
Basically, they're covering for the devil, though. Really, there are a lot of people who know about this, but they don't want you to call him the devil because that has a bad connotation. They worship him because he will give you power. And, I mean, as absurd as it seems, when you study, you know, the course of human history and you realize that literally all the major world leaders and philosophers have been tied into the occult. And so many of our presidents, you know, whether it be Hillary Clinton, people never talk about Hillary, you know, and conjuring up, bring in a medium to conjure up spirits there in the White House. And Nancy Reagan was into this. Ronald Reagan was in it as well, but we never talk about that. But Ronald was into astrology. Wonderful book. It's called What Did Joan Say? That's What Did Joan Say by Joan Quigley. Fascinating insight into the Reagan administration that the Republicans wouldn't want you to read. And I believe in what the Republicans stand for. It's just that most of them don't stand for what they believe in. So, but I really think this is key to understanding. You can go up on the Internet and pull down the Gnostics and read about them. And they really do believe that that Lucifer was the true God.
And there was a guy named Greg Szymanski, who used to be on the radio. I don't know if he still is anymore. But he talked about one time, I guess he was a reporter, he was in Rome or something, and he said that there was a group that would go down in the catacombs and below the Vatican or somewhere, you know, and would study and worship the devil, you know, and that, I guess I remember he said that they were resentful that the devil was getting being hard done by the Christians, you know, so,
right.
And so, you know, it's,
well, actually, I don't know if you've ever heard my interviews with Malachi Martin. He was a Jesuit priest, and he had been a confidant of Pope John the 23rd. And he, in his book, Windswept House, and he tells this story on the tape, talked about, you know, this satanic ceremony that was held in the basement of the Vatican, where there was a simulated human sacrifice. It was timed, and they were in telephone communication with an area outside the Vatican where they actually were carrying out a human sacrifice. And there are human sacrifices here in America today. And they're consistently covered up by our courts, because our courts, there are people working within our court and legal system who are into Satanism, but they don't want the American people to know that this is the major driving force behind what's going on today. And the move from war to war and revolution to revolution, this effort to consolidate the world, and, of course, to bring about the new world religion, the new world leader.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Anything else you'd like to say, Kent?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Don't be bashful, but I appreciate your calling, and I think it's so important that people understand this philosophy, because you'll never hear this talked about in church. Now, I happen to believe in the God of the Bible, but of course there are people who believe in Lucifer, and they believe he can give them supernatural power, and he can give them supernatural power, and you can tap into this force, but I caution you not to do it at the risk of eternal damnation. God bless. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, as long as we're off on this subject, why, certainly this was the secret of the mystery religions. This was the secret of the secret societies. This was the secret of the Templars. And why, of course, Jacques de Molay, who was arrested, he was the leader of the Templars, he was arrested on Friday the 13th of October, 1307. Why Jacques de Molay was burned at the stake? Because they had found the secret, and the secret was, of course, there was power there by accessing the supernatural dimension of Lucifer. And, of course, the Templars were fabulously wealthy. In fact, this is what I believe is the source of their wealth, and whether they'd found Solomon's treasure or not, I don't know, but the most important thing they did discover was you could tap into this other dimension. And, of course, it said that some of the Templars went off to Switzerland and established the Swiss banking, which is today, of course, the major source of income for the Swiss people. And what they did is they established this little country there, and basically, Switzerland, somebody once said, is a series of banks with an army. And that's what it is. The Swiss army protects the Swiss banks. And the Swiss banks, many of them date back to the days of the Templars. And, of course, these ideas have spread across the world. And of course, international banking today is the very center of this whole move towards world government. And certainly as you see what's going on today, and we see the major banks and how they're letting certain banks collapse here in the United States. Other banks, of course, the government is holding up and doing everything they can to stabilize. And when you understand that J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley and Citigroup are all, of course, Rockefeller-controlled banks, you wonder why we pledged to support the over $300 billion of deficits at Citibank, and I don't know how much we put in there now, probably $40 billion or more maybe we put in. I think they're coming back for their third time of more loans. But, of course, we have to back them. They're a Rockefeller-controlled bank. But they didn't happen to back Lehman Brothers, which, of course, is a Rothschild-controlled bank. So you see this the friction back and forth here, and this war even between the titans. But, of course, the ultimate goal is supremacy. The ultimate goal is a one-world government. And, of course, that's why, of course, they're going to maintain this crisis. They're not going to try to solve it. This is why, of course, when they talk about, oh, we're going to do something about the housing crisis, and they've come up with a wonderful plan that will help, may help, 20% of the homeowners. Now, you have to understand that there are about 50 million people with mortgages on their homes today. About 10 million of those mortgages are in one stage or another of foreclosure. Maybe they're just not quite ready there, but I think they're probably well over 5 to 8 million that are going to go into foreclosure here in the very near future. And we're going to help 20% of them. That's a wonderful government program. And well, why aren't we getting the people who actually rated these, you know, these bonds that are creating the problem held responsible? The people who sold the mortgages, who bundled the mortgages, who wrote insurance policies on the mortgages, who rated the mortgages AAA, why aren't we holding them responsible? What are we going to do, of course, is destroy our banking system completely, except for the big boys. And they, of course, will be survived. They're too big to fall.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, we've got Davis calling from California. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing real good. How are you doing, brother?
Fine. What part of California you come from?
I'm calling from Livingston, California. I was at work, and I just been listening to the to you and other brothers talking on the radio.
All right.
And I was like, I need to call in.
All right, you go right ahead.
Well, brother, I was a Jehovah's Witness. I'm 34, and the Lord Jesus Christ found me when I was 31. And I would read the Word of God and read His Word, and the Lord commanded His disciples to go out and make converts of the world. And He said that these signs would follow those that believed Him, that they would raise the dead, cast out demons, and heal the sick. Well, I didn't really believe, brother. And one day, I was praying for a lady that a demon attacked her. And I guess apparently they followed me, because for 4 months, the Lord allowed the demonic realm to manifest in my life. But I would go talk to pastors that supposedly were men of God, and they didn't know how to deal with it. And I came and I would tell them, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. This never happened to me. Now I found the true God. I found Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Almighty God. Why is this happening to me? Well, they didn't know how to deal with me, brother. So after 4 months, they would manifest. I would read the Word of God, and these demonic blasphemies would come to my mind. The first night I seen a demon in my room, it was just horrible. But after 4 months, I finally cried out to the Lord one night, and I cried myself to sleep. And I said, Lord Jesus, they're telling me that if I stop following you, they will leave me alone. They're telling me that you're not the true God, that I committed unpardonable sin, and that you will leave me, you will not keep your word with me. So I cried myself to sleep the whole night. And this is like 3 years ago. I was 30. Cried myself to sleep. Well, the next morning, brother, the Holy Spirit entered me so strong that this fear of demons went away. Since then, the Lord has used me to heal sick, cast out demons, and I just want to tell the whole world that Jesus Christ is the only God, and there is no other God apart from Him. And it is true. If you put your faith in the Lord Jesus, He will save you, and He'll give you power on high, just like He gave the apostles. And the Holy Spirit is true. He's your comforter, your friend, and your best friend, and He will guide you into all truth in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. God bless, and thanks very much for sharing that with us, Davis. And you're absolutely right. And first, fortunately, the Holy Spirit filled you. Otherwise, there's so many people out there who are demonically possessed and have no idea what's wrong with them. And the tragedy is most ministers don't know what to do. We're putting together a great four-step set with a Russ Dizdar that'll go into some of that, but that's for another time. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. And let's go. I believe we have Ted Anderson going to be with us for the rest of the hour. Hi, Ted. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good, Dr. Stan, and boy, am I ever busy.
Well, I'm glad you are. I mean, hope you're selling lots of gold there so you can keep the Genesis on the air.
Well, we'll have no trouble doing that. I can tell you, the people, not only the people of Genesis, the people that listen to this network, but you would be surprised on how many people want to know about money, the money supply, Federal Reserve System, from the mainstream media. I mean, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, George Norrie. I mean, we're just getting calls and calls and calls from people wanting to know about what's going on with this constitutional currency and what's the matter. And they're requesting the Creature from Jekyll Island book, and they want to know. They're so hungry right now that it is so refreshing to me. In one hand, I think this is just great, and on the other hand, we're coming into an economic depression that we've never seen before. And remember, I mean, the last time you and I were on the radio together was last month. And the difference between just the last time I was on the radio with you to today is the difference between an $8,000 Dow and a $6,500 Dow, and gold sitting around $760 to $780 an ounce, and gold hitting $1,000 an ounce, silver going from $9 to $14. Layoffs, probably about 600,000 jobs have been lost just between now and the last time I was on the air with you.
That is really amazing, you know, when you think of the number of people are losing their jobs. You're talking, you know, not that, you know, 697,000 jobs were lost just last month, and about 660,000 the month before that. And, you know, everybody's critical of this fellow Madoff, you know, because he ran a Ponzi scheme. The Federal Reserve System, which is being supported by our Congress, is a far greater Ponzi scheme than Madoff ever ran, because, there's no way that they can pay off all the debts. We have our national debt, standing at the end of last year, at the year 2008, at about $65 trillion, and, the way they're adding on to it today, it's going to be close to $75 trillion before the year 2009 is over, and the average American has no idea that there's no way to pay off these debts. The only way to do is simply run the printing presses, monetize the money, and simply wipe out its value and then start in all over again. And that's exactly what they're going to do. And the average American has no idea that they're just debauching our currency.
Well, that's where you're hitting the nail right on the head, is the average American just simply does not know how the monetary system works. They don't know that even that the United States has to receive its currency by going into debt. When we're increasing the money supply, it means that we're going further into debt. The more economic growth we have here in the United States, the further on the hook we are. It's this catch-22 scenario where the United States citizen doesn't stand a chance. And the neat part about it is, Dr. Stan, is that people are finally waking up to the fact that there's something wrong and they want to learn. It just wasn't, but 10 years ago, when I talk about this stuff, people thought that I should be wearing a tin hat,
I know. Well, it really is exciting, and I think there's never been, I've been at this for 47 years now, and, there's never been a time when I think people have been more hungry for the truth. So basically, I think that they have to understand we have the most massive Ponzi scheme that's ever been thrust upon any people. It's not just the people in America. Our fraudulent currency scheme has infected the whole world, and now the whole system is beginning to crumble. In fact, it's much worse in most other countries than it is here. I mean, certainly you go into Taiwan, their factory output's down 45%, 30% down in Japan. Our factories are only down 10%, but still, of course, all these people are getting laid off, and they're getting laid off because the corporations can't borrow money, and they can't borrow money because the banks are in on this, and they're intentionally helping their friends and destroying their enemies, and that's the way the system always works.
It sure does. And then to have the government, all this bailout stuff coming from Washington, D.C., and it's just going to put the United States people so far on the hook, we can't afford the interest on the debt as it is. Now we're going to be just adding, rather than watching the United States debt grow, from $1 trillion to $2 trillion in 5 years, now it's growing $8 to $10 trillion in just one single piece of legislation.
I think you only have to look and remember that last October they passed the TARP legislation. It was supposed to be $700 billion, but it was really $850 billion because there was $150 billion of bribes in there for the congressmen. And then we passed the supplement bill, which was another $787 billion. So $787 plus $850 billion, that's getting well over, $150 trillion, and then of course now they want a new budget, which is another $3.5 trillion. So, and I try to make people understand it took America 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. 200 years from 1789 to 1980 to get $1 trillion in debt, they're going to put on a debt, they will say, it's going to be $1.3 trillion this year. I think it'll be probably closer to $2.5 trillion. Where is the money coming from? They're just going to print it. And when every dollar they print means that the value of the listener goes down, the value of their currency goes down just a little bit, and pretty soon will be Weimar Republic all over again, and they know exactly what they're doing, and nobody's being held responsible. And I think what's going to happen is that most people are going to lose their pension funds, their bonds, their savings, their stock market investments, their annuities. And our job is to try to get them educated. You hang on there, Ted. When I get back, I'm going to be quiet and let you talk. We'll be right back here at the Genesis Communication Network.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Our terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
And back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Ted Anderson of Genesis. Ted, you pick up the story there.
Yeah, you were talking about just having me talk, and I was really enjoying what you were having to say. You know, if the trend continues, we're going to be sitting right around $5,000 on the Dow next time I talk to you. And Lord knows how many people are going to be unemployed at that point. It's working out to be... I have enthusiasm because I am so excited to hear that people are interested in finding out about constitutional money and getting back to what this country stood for when the founding fathers formed the Constitution. I mean, they gave their lives for this. I mean, many people did. Jefferson lived through it, so did George Washington. I mean, these people should ring, you know, in the hearts of anybody here in the United States, and yet we shred the Constitution like it's toilet paper. The value of real money, and you know, it's the Federal Reserve System is a institution that was set up in 1916. And in order to finance the debt that was going to be created by having a privately held banking cartel lend us our currency, and since there was going to be an interest rate attached to that, there had to be taxes to go along with it to service that debt. And so many people just don't understand why that the politicians keep promising, oh, this time we're going to balance the budget. Well, guess what? If you balance the budget and you pay back debt and the United States government gets out of debt, that would mean that there's going to be no money left in supply for us to use for circulation other than the privately held money, the privately held debt. I mean, there was only a very small time when President Clinton was in office where the United States, the economy was growing so fast privately, and I should translate that, the debt was growing so fast in the private hands at that time that it was not necessary for the federal government to go into debt at that time. Enough money was being injected into the system privately, and now we're sitting with the situation where Barack Obama and Ben Bernanke is trying to just push as much money into the system as they can, and by, like you said, by the helicopter falls, and it's just, you know, it's sad to see the country go the direction that it is. But the encouraging part about it, Stan, is that I've got just I would say I'm getting close to 2,000 incoming calls a day, people asking about the Federal Reserve System. Every single day, that's the kind of response that I'm getting to my advertisements on these major networks. And the funny thing about it is that like Sears is about ready to fail. Walmart has pulled back its advertising budget. General Motors can barely advertise. Ford Motor Company can't advertise. You know, Chrysler Corporation right now can't advertise. So all these major networks that were living on these big, fat advertisement packages are now struggling to survive, and they're willing to take just about anything. And they're all coming to me going, hey, I've got this sports show over here. If we just run your spots in there, what do you think? And if we do this and we do that, and they're throwing this stuff at me, and they're throwing discounts on it because they're starving for the money. And at the same time, it's the kind of stuff that they would not have taken 5 years ago. They wouldn't even considered it. Don't matter how much money I was willing to pay them. They would not take a spot on the Federal Reserve System, and now they're taking it. And the people are eating it up. I mean, I wish that the election was coming up here this year. I mean, Ron Paul would probably get into office, you know, just because of the fact that there's just so much grassroots energy going towards this. That, you know, people just are hungry to understand, what is it that happened to them? Why is this happening, and how can we stop it? You know, everybody's afraid, and they should be. You know, they should be pissed, or I'm sorry, they should be really angry about this. They should really be upset that the country has gone the direction that it has, and they should force their politicians, they should stand up to their politicians and let them know that they will not allow the United States government or the public, the United States system, to go to the wayside. We will not become a worldwide nation. You know, the United States is not going to be absorbed by the IMF. We are going to stand up. We're going to insist upon constitutional money. And I'll tell you something else, Stan. If the people do this, I'm going to have to get out of the gold business, because there's no reason to buy gold from a gold dealer when you can get it right from the government. It's part of the money that you get. When you get paid a paycheck, it used to be that you got $20 gold pieces or you got certificates that represented gold, not some, you know, fiat paper currency. And the thing about it is, you know, you watch the gold prices going down, and I can see all the manipulation that's going on. The central banks are doing everything they can to place a support so their fiat currency that they're printing does not completely lose value, you know, because that's their money machine. That's the machine that allows them to have the control that they've been able to enjoy for all these years, and they're losing it right now.
And I really think that's absolutely right. They are losing it. I think that they're worried, and I think we just have to keep right pushing ahead. And we have to make people understand that these are the people who created wars and revolutions, who've created an American empire, that this is the reason we have to have a massive military, not to defend America. Heavens, we're funding communist China. Who put in all the oil wells over there in Russia? Who built the pipelines for them? Your tax money. Why are we funding the Hamas terrorists in Gaza today with $900 million. Anybody ever asked that question? It's all a fraud. Hey, we're out of time, Ted. God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. And the second Monday of every month, we'll look forward to having you with us.
Hey, I'd love to be there. I've got a lot of specials. If you want to get a hold of me, dial 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. Mention that you heard us on the Stan Monteith Show, and we've got some great specials for you.
All right, do you want to put them out now, or do you want to just to put them out?
Oh, sure. If we got time, I'll tell you what I have right now. I've got Franks at 220. They're a fifth of an ounce of gold. That coin would be normally right now at about 235. I locked into this position at about 701. I've got British sovereigns at 275. And typically right now they'd be sitting right in the 295 range. And I also have about, I think I have about 15 bags of Franklin halves still available. And they're at $8.69 each, or $173.80 per roll of 20. If you want to pick up in greater volume, that's great. And I have a fairly good supply of U.S. Eagles. I have the proof U.S. Eagle. I have, I tell you, a lot of dealers are short right now. But what I do when the market's dipping like this, I contact every one of my wholesalers and try to get as much as I can. It is just the time to be buying. There's just way too much trouble out there. The gold prices, we both know, are going to go higher. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that now is the time to be buying. And so anytime there's a dip, I'm in there buying, three times as hard as I am when the market's rising. Right. Unfortunately, people don't do it that way. I have to do it for them, you know.
Well, you do it for them. And if you're out there in the listening audience, why, it sounds like great prices to me. Anyway, God bless Ted. Look forward to talking to you next month.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Stan.
Bye-bye. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan here, and hope you enjoyed what we're talking about. You must understand that the whole economic house of cards is coming down. And certainly, if you see what's happening, factories closing down in America, certainly stores closing down. Circuit City closed its doors for the last time just last night. I mean, this is the second largest electronic retailer in the entire country. And certainly many of the other companies, Sears is doing very poorly, Macy's is doing poorly. We've already lost Mervyn's and Kotchok's, which we have locally. I think it's a great store, but they're having real problems. Understand that it is because they cannot borrow money, and they can't borrow money because the big financiers want to destroy them. They've got their companies out there, and they're going to finance them and let the rest of them go down. And, of course, the reason that the small banks can't loan is because, basically, they put their reserves with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has simply dried up all the money. They tell you they want lending. They don't want lending. They want to say what you want to hear them say or what will confuse you. But they are paying money on the reserves that are deposited with them. They've soaked up $500 billion, which on the fractional reserve system would allow these banks to lend $5 trillion. And they've just